It's Alistair Burns, and I'm here with Dr. Patrick Geegan from the South Essex Partnership Trust. I've just had a fantastic morning, Patrick, hearing all about the great work that you're doing in Essex, in the hospital and across health and social care. Could I ask you, as the leader, as the chief executive of the organisation, what for you is important about dementia?
I think the key thing for me about dementia is people are treated as people first, and people are given the same choices as you and I would like, Alistair, at a point in time in our life. I think far too long in the past, the only option we looked at is putting people into care and treating people as if they couldn't make decisions for themselves. I think with our discharge teams, our early assessment teams, with a whole coordinated approach involving other agencies, not just my trust, but our commissioners, local government, a voluntary organisation, the acute trust, what we're doing is focusing on the person and giving them a choice to live their life in a way they want to live their lives.
And have you found to get commissioners and people from other organisations, how have you got them around the table? What's your magic ingredient?
I think the key thing is involve them from the beginning. You don't bring them in as an afterthought. And the type of approach I use as chief executive, when I have an idea, I go straight to the top. I speak with my chief exec colleagues, my medical colleagues in these other organisations, and put my case forward. So they feel part of it from the beginning and not an add-on. And I think that has been the ingredients to success here in SEPT.
And I know in SEPT you were telling me you've got a lot of estate, you've got a number of hospitals, and could you tell us a bit about where we are at the moment? Because I know that that this is an important place.
Yes, I think in Essex we're far more established than we are in some of my other geographical areas. But what I wanted to do was develop a model that we can prove works and we can actually market and we can sell to our colleagues. So my plan is to roll this out, not in the same way, because I think every geographical area is different, but I think the principles of giving people choice, supporting people in community and respecting people, it's key no matter what area you belong to.
That's very helpful. And if there was one thing that you were to ask me as your National Clinical Director for Dementia that I could do just in the last few seconds, what would it be, Patrick?
I think the key thing, Alistair, for me is keeping it on the political agenda. I'm delighted it is included in the key objectives from the Department of Health. I want to hear the Prime Minister continue to talk about it and ministers so that it's seen as an important condition that we want to work and treat and not just an afterthought.
Patrick, that was a fantastic morning. Thank you and your staff for all the support you've given, and I think it's great work you're doing. Thank you very much indeed.
A pleasure, anytime, Alistair.